Hey guys, no surprise, we're drinking and cussing. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome everyone to Chillin' and Spillin'! Woo, we're back, yeah!
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Woo-hoo-hoo. You are all fired up today.
I'm all fired up. I love when we just get to get in here and just have some fun. Woo! And then record.
Yeah, then record.
I love it, man.
Man, you were killing it out there.
I was, dude. I had that bow and arrow, and I was just like, pew, pew, pew.
I was like, what the hell? You got that like a week ago or something? You're already
hitting
the target.
No, I've had it for like 3 weeks.
I was trying to make you sound more impressive, but okay. Be truthful.
Be truthful. Yeah, I've had it for like 3 weeks. I suck anyways. Like, I can't get them all at the same place, you know?
Did you hit the actual target, though?
Yes, I did. I hit the target.
Did I?
No.
That's
why.
Well,
once. You got it once.
I'm sad. I got the upper corner of the, not even inside the target.
You shot like what? I want to say like 15 arrows.
15 arrows.
You got one of them.
I'm so sad.
No, it's practice. That's what it's called. Practice.
I kept hitting the bush.
I mean, that is your problem. You kept hitting the bush.
I always think bush is the target.
No, no, no. The target is the target. The bush is just around it.
Oh, because I always think like aim your tip towards the bush.
Yeah, you aim it towards the middle of the bush.
Oh.
You were just aiming all around. Man, do you not even know where it goes? You're just like flopping it around?
Sometimes I get lucky like once out of every 15 shots.
Is that why you don't have more kids? This week's edition of
Fucked Up News. Great tits could be disappearing from Earth.
Great tits?
Yes.
No.
Yep. It could be the end of great tits, guys.
That is so crazy. That what's going on with it? Like, are boobs becoming extinct now or what?
Due to the warming climate, these birds are facing extinction.
See, I fucking hate you.
Why?
I fucking hate you. You're just as bad as those clickbaity fucking bullshits.
I got you interested, though, didn't I?
You got me interested, and then you fucking start talking about goddamn birds.
Birds' lives matter.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you go and you type in online boobies, it comes up one of those fucking birds.
I have a picture on here of these great tits.
Oh, you have a picture of these great tits, huh? Yep, that's the picture that comes up when you search, titties.
Titties. It's that bird.
It's that fucking bird. So it's a titty, right? That's the name of the bird?
Great tits is the name of the bird.
Great tits. I wonder why. I mean, it looked kind of flat-chested there.
You're like, really? I wonder why. What the fuck?
Like, really? Why are they calling it that?
I don't know. I do like the first line of the article. We mean the birds, dirtbags.
They got me interested. Then yep. I'm like, fuck.
So the thing with these birds, let's get into the article here. Emily Simmons, an associate professor at the Norwegian University of Science and Technologies Department of Biology, wrote an
article. Talk about a mouthful, man. God damn. Can you breathe? Like,
I got through it.
Fuck me.
Not right now. We're on the air.
Ah. Oh my God.
He gets it. She wrote an article detailing how the food supply of the great tits and other bird species can be impacted by a premature season shift.
Okay, guys. So for the first real story of the episode.
Thanks, asshole.
We're going to come to a video. Now, guys, don't forget, you can check out all the videos, all the articles we use today are linked at our website. Go check them out so you can see exactly what we're looking at here. But we have a video here. We're going to describe it. But Randy, here it is. What do you see?
Okay, I see what appears to be traffic. What am I looking at there? What the fuck? That's a car. There's a red car with what looks like a long-ass pole.
And not just any red car, like a little Toyota Camry.
Yeah, with a large-ass pole tied on its
roof.
And
he's driving. Look at him.
Dude, that thing's longer than the car. What is that? Whoa, so who is that?
Here's the man. I'm going to stop you right here.
That's
so this
the driver?
Guy right here is the driver. And this man, his name is Douglas, 71 years old. He saw this pole, this long fucking pole on the side of Interstate 4. And it's like, I guess it was hit or something. It went down. And it's a 15-foot telephone pole.
Oh, okay, telephone pole. But like a metal one. That wasn't
yes.
like wood.
No, it wasn't wood. It was metal. And he decided to pick it up, so he can try to turn it in as scrap metal for cash.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Yep. Yeah, you can get some money for that shit.
That's exactly what he was trying to do.
I mean, did you see the car he was driving? I think he needs some extra cash.
He probably does. Toyota Camry, come on now. The Florida Highway Patrol got a call from someone who witnessed this man on the side of the road loading this fucking thing on his car.
Did he do it by himself?
Oh, yeah. He did it by himself.
That's kind of impressive.
The witness then followed at a safe distance until the trooper made the traffic stop.
So he has like a stalker following him at a safe distance.
It's not a stalker. It's somebody that knows that he's breaking the fucking law.
That's a law? You can't do that?
It's against the law. I mean, illegal to remove poles even if they have been broken or had fallen because it belongs to the state.
I got you.
Yeah. That shit belongs to the state, so it's against the law. It's illegal.
Good to know, because I have seen like telephone poles broken. I thought I could burn that shit in a fire.
No. I mean, you have to ask the people like when they're cutting it or whatever, you have to ask them if you can take it.
Oh, okay.
If they authorize you to take it, that's one thing. But if you just see a broken metal pole on the side of the road, no.
Okay.
Of course, it varies from state to state. This is Florida's law.
At least in Florida, they appeared to like actually tie shit down. Here, they don't tie shit
down.
Should
have been dragging behind them.
Here, what you would see is both back doors open, and the shit would have been like sideways, like through the car. That's how they would do it down here. Just freaking Mexican,
no,
just driving around
no.
with it. Fucking,
you're
just
fucking
sideways.
Wrong. You're fucking wrong as shit. It would have been a dude with the truck. He would have put it in the back seat, in the back, like, you know, the bed. And the dude that was in the truck would be sitting in the back holding on to it so it didn't fall out.
You have to bring a buggy. You have to bring a buddy along to
hold
it down.
He's going to hold it down. He's going to sit in the bed and hold it down. That's what's going to happen.
Sounds all right.
This pole was long as shit. He placed it on top of his little Toyota. The trooper on scene noted that it appeared to have been tied by a telephone wire.
Oh, jeez. Not even like a strap down or anything.
I know, just... right? He just got some wire he found and like, whoop, 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 whoop. Now, when they wrote this article, they contacted local scrap metal companies in the area and asked if he would have even been able to turn this in for cash, right? And apparently, all scrap metal companies are required to obtain photos of what they're like collecting, fingerprints of who they're collecting it from, driver's license information, and upload all that information on a state database.
Oh, wow. I did not know there was that much to it.
Yeah. Under state law in Florida, certain items require reasonable proof of ownership. Those items include utility or light poles, manhole covers, guardrails, street signs, historical markers, shopping carts, and funeral markers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep.
So any of those things, if you try to go get it for cash, they're going to be like, yo, peep this. I need all this info.
Yep.
Put your fingers here.
Yep.
Get your license out. We're going to take pictures. You're going down for this shit.
I'd be interested to know how much he was going to make off that and if it was worth all that trouble.
I don't think it'd be worth any of that trouble. I mean, look at that picture. Good Lord.
Oh, they're going to put it on the tow truck, right?
No. He was just like parked. Like, that was just a truck in front of him, I think.
Oh,
I
thought they were, like, saying that he had to get out and they were going to have to tow his vehicle and shit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they towed his vehicle because he was arrested and charged with grand theft.
How in the hell did he get that up there by himself?
Well, he's a man.
Asshole. Let's go to the UK where Deborah Carlisle, 57, cried in anger when she spotted a hearse parked at a McDonald's. And she witnessed the funeral workers eating breakfast with the body in the back.
I don't see the problem.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't. You're like, what's wrong?
I don't see the problem. He's already dead. What is he in a hurry to get there?
Well, they're going to the fucking funeral.
Is he in a hurry? Like he has to get there now?
Well, the family's going. The family's getting there. They don't want to arrive and like, where's the body?
What difference does it make? It's a fucking dead body. Just
look. Deb could not believe what she was seeing. And I'm calling her Deb because I'm assuming that's what her friends call her.
Okay.
She publicly shamed these workers by sharing photos of a suited man carrying a McDonald's to-go bag to the hearse. She went up there, insisted that the family of the deceased should not be charged at all for like the funeral because they're breaking protocol or they're being rude and disrespectful by stopping to grab a bite to eat with a body in the back.
What fucking protocol?
Well, I would assume usually you pick up the body from the funeral home and you go directly to the cemetery for them to be buried.
What if they were like, yo, this is fucking, you know, funeral number five for today. We haven't eaten. Hey, before you, you know, head over there, just stop by and get some food and then go to the funeral.
Well, they said he was eating breakfast, so can't you eat breakfast at home before you leave?
Who the fuck are you to judge what they eat and when they eat? God damn it, man.
Oh, I shouldn't assume that everybody should eat breakfast in the morning?
That's right. You shouldn't.
You know, in a funeral home job where, you know, they usually work 8 to 5.
When I had an overnight job, I wouldn't fucking eat breakfast until fucking noon.
Yeah, that's overnight. These people aren't overnight. I'm not going to have a funeral at 1 a.m.
What if they get off at 5 and go right to bed and their day starts at like 2 in the morning?
Okay. I can see. I can see your argument.
You see? You don't know. Just because it's the normal thing to be up by 6 and go to work by 8, and that doesn't mean everybody does that. You know, you got some psychos that get off at 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, and they stay up till fucking 5 or 6 in the morning and then complain that they have no time to do anything else during the day.
Well, yeah, because you don't, because you're sleeping.
Yeah. Instead of sleeping at night, you know, I mean.
So basically, don't judge anybody. Just do your own
thing. Pretty much. Let them do their own fucking thing.
I agree with you, but this Deb is a bitch.
Yeah, I gotcha.
She's a bitch, because according to the director, she kept calling the funeral home to make complaints. She even called other funeral homes to tell them what she witnessed and couldn't believe that they were doing this.
They're like, okay, thank you.
According to the director, one of their workers is diabetic, and they had permission from the grieving family to eat on their way because his blood sugar was low.
Hold on. So this bitch ain't even part of the fucking, like, funeral?
No. Oh, no.
She's
no.
just some stuckity-up bitch that just came out of nowhere, came out of left fucking field, and was like, yo, we can't do this.
She happened to be at McDonald's at the same time as this hearse and sat there and just watched what was happening and assumed it was bad and wasn't good. I mean, she went irate.
What a fucking bitch, man.
Basically, she's, as the director called her, a busybody that has really nothing else to do and just complains. Oh,
she literally has nothing else in her life but the complaints she puts out. So she wants to complain about every single little fucking thing until somebody comes and fucking gets mad at her and yells at her. So then she can just take it to the fucking mayor and just keep going down that road and start getting madder and madder and fucking yelling at more and more people until finally somebody hits her with a fucking car as she's walking out of McDonald's right before the fucking gets there.
She walks right across the street. Boom. Got her.
Poop. Got her.
The deceased family. Now, right, you're going to a funeral, you're sad, all that shit. The deceased family even laughed off the claims that they should be refunded because they gave the permission.
Yeah.
Like, everything was understood. Like, hey, we're going to stop by, our guy's blood sugar is low. Do you mind if he gets a bite real quick?
Yeah, those fucking people, man. Like, they have to always be the one that's, like, right. You know?
Yeah, they have to.
Like, they have to be right. Never mind what anybody else says. We're right because we see this. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, you should mind your own business because you can assume something's going on or have a feeling about it, but you don't actually know the facts behind it. And here you are blasting them on social media, calling, making a big deal over actually nothing.
I know. It's so stupid. It's like this person on Facebook today, they got mad because I stole their fucking meme and put it on our page.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't. It was a listener, actually. Adrian is his name.
Oh, okay. Listener. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian. He was like, you stole my fucking picture. And I was like, yeah, it was too good. Maybe next time send it to the page.
Oh, maybe do that.
Maybe.
Yeah, but these type of people are just, it's,
yeah.
They're crazy. It's like they wake up and they're like, what can piss me off today? And they look for something.
I don't think it's that. I think it's like, I'm better than everybody, so I need to like find the high road today, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yep. like I need to assert my dominance to everybody around me, so I need to make sure that I find something today to push.
Yeah, we don't need those people.
Nicole Ekabas.
Oh, I hate that name.
Ekabas or Nicole?
No, Nicole. It's like an uppity, like, white girl name.
It is an uppity white girl name. Golly. Do you know a Nicole? I mean,
I've known a Nicole, like, They're the snobby kind of like uppity people. I don't like them.
I'm better than you. Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Well, she claimed her friend, Dr. Morris, told her she had ovarian cancer after running a series of tests at his London office in 2017.
Damn, that's a serious thing, ovarian cancer?
Yep. Now, I don't know if you heard me right, but I said she claimed
her
friend
claimed.
Dr. Morris told her.
Okay.
She then set up a GoFundMe page with her mom to raise money for cancer drugs apparently unavailable in the UK. The page featured a picture of her lying in the hospital, which in court they alleged was taken when she had a gallbladder removed.
Oh, routine procedure, getting a gallbladder removed.
But they took the picture and they made it seem like she's in there for cancer.
Oh, this bitch.
Yeah. Now, this is, like I said, it's currently in court. So it came out that she gambled away 68,000 euros in online bingo from 2017 to 2018.
Online bingo.
She also spent 40,000 euros on trips to Spain and Rome for so-called treatments.
Okay, this bitch has a gambling problem, a spending problem, and now she needs some money, so she's trying to come up with it by using cancer.
No. It all streamed from the cancer. Like, she says apparently she was so-called diagnosed with cancer in 2017, and since then they opened up a GoFundMe, and all the money she got from the GoFundMe is being used for gambling and going on trips
for
cancer.
Oh, she did it prior. Oh, she came up with the idea and then got the money to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the story started with the cancer and then went to the GoFundMe and...
Hey, you know what? You're doing a great job. I am not, okay? I had a different thought.
Stop drinking the vodka, Randy. If you've had six, let's leave it at six.
I think I can still speak a little clearly.
No. You're getting to that point.
Okay.
By the time we get to the end, it's like...
It's because I had it in my head that she went and spent stuff first, and then she had to recoup the money,
way. No.
So this is premeditated shit right here.
Well, it's not premeditated because they're still in court trying to determine if she's guilty or innocent.
Yeah, I'm saying, but she had already the thought of, I'm going to say I have cancer.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the doctor, Dr. Morris, came out in court, and he's a gynecologist, so he is like the right doctor to say you have ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
He says that he has never treated her and instead says that she's the one that told him she had cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's not even proof that she has any type of a diagnosis for cancer.
She just said, oh, I know of this doctor. He diagnosed me.
Yeah,
he's
like,
no,
she's
bitch.
He's like, yo, my buddy here is going to cover my back, you know? And then when it came down to it, he's like, bitch, there's the bus. You're under it.
See, oh man, and this is the problem with like that GoFundMe stuff. Like some of it's real and it's, you know, people need help, but a lot of it, they try to do bullshit on there, try to just raise money for bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you don't even know where it went or where it goes or what. I mean, what they use it for. They can tell you all they want, like, oh, we're using it to feed kids. And then in reality, it's their kids, right?
Well, I mean.
Like we're feeding starving kids, guys.
And it's their kid. Well, maybe
it's their kids. You know?
Well, maybe their kids are starving because they're a piece of shit.
And no, he's like, they're starving. They haven't eaten in 5 hours. They're starving.
5 hours.
Because you know how it is, you know? You go eat breakfast and then by like 1 p.m., like, man, I'm starving. I'm hungry. I'm starving. We're feeding starving kids.
Yeah. You know what? That is true. Because my kids do that shit. I'm like, you ate lunch like 2 hours ago. You're not starving. Well, can I have a snack?
I'm starving.
It's because all they eat is shit. That's why.
Yeah, but you let them.
Damn. Fucker. In Oklahoma, Gilbert Cordero, 23, is free on a $500 bail. Okay, so his hearing is scheduled for December after pleading not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of outraging public indecency.
Ooh, outraging public indecency. So he pulled his dick out.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, that's
what
I get from
there.
That's what I get from there. He's pulling his dick out. Now, the only question is, did he pull it out in front of the church or in front of the elementary? Because I would do the church, right? I mean, you're just, it's better, right? You're going to scare the nuns. You know, the priest is going to get really excited, but then he's going to realize you're not a 12-year-old boy, so he's going to lose interest.
Yeah, pretty quick.
But you're good, right? Like, you're good. You pull it out in front of a, you know, an elementary school, then you're talking about kids scene, and then you're getting arrested for, you know, exposing yourself to children, and then we go down
that
road.
It's really messy that way.
Yeah, it's a really messy.
If you're going to do it and have to, go in front of a church.
Exactly. You
have
do it
decency.
In front of, exactly. Decency. You do it in the right place, like a church, you know, or a cemetery.
I mean, yeah, a cemetery is a great place. I mean,
it's a great
who's going to catch you?
Well, all the mourning people, you know?
No, that's the best time to do it because, you know, it takes their mind off what they're doing there.
Yeah, how they laugh. Did you see how small that dick was? They're like, oh, my God, I did that. I made them forget.
Hey, if they could see it, then that means it's not that small.
Okay, okay.
That's what keeps me confident.
All right. I'm glad you have that confidence.
So this incident happened last year at an adult novelty store.
Okay.
A 28-year-old female employee told authorities she recognized Gilbert as a previous job applicant, so he was trying to work there.
Hmm.
She saw him on security footage thrusting his hips while his penis was inserted into a toy.
No.
So there he is in the shop fucking a toy.
God, is this him right here?
That is a picture of him.
Oh, my God. He's a hero.
I wish they had the video so you could see it. I'm sure they can't, you know, share that. But, yeah. So, you know, it had to be like a pocket pussy or something, right? Maybe a sex
doll
or something?
It had to be not a pocket pussy. It had to be one of those, like, the vagina things where it's like the whole, like, you know, pelvis area type
thing. With the ass, too? Like,
yeah. And you're just kind of like, you know, humping it right there in front of everybody. Golly. Talk about getting caught with your pants down.
Literally. Yep.
Shit. Did he come at least? I mean, when he gets caught, does he stop or does he continue? Because, I mean, if I get caught red-handed, I'm just going to finish.
I mean, here's the thing. He put the toy back on the shelf. Come in it and put it back on the shelf?
What? But that's the question. Like, did he just try it real quick and then put it back? Like, oh, this doesn't fit me. I don't like it, and put it back? Or did he, like, go all the way and then put it back with the cum in?
I think this is okay if you put it back on the shelf without cumming in it. Like, I think that's okay. But you can't cum in it and put it back on the shelf.
That's not okay. Because if you're fucking a doll like that, you better be using some fucking lube. Because if not, it's going to feel, you know, drier than the fucking Sahara.
Well, maybe he did get lube. It's like the aisle over. Go over there, pick up some KY, come back over.
Like, this guy's just totally, like, bringing a lawn chair and setting it up, you know? He's fucking, like, he's getting ready, you know, for his Saturday wax session shit. And he's just like, yep, I'm good to go.
I bet that's why he applied there.
It's probably. He's like, man, I have access to all the shit I can stick my dick into.
And then they were like, no, you don't get the job.
No, you don't get it. He's like, fuck, I had my eye on that sex doll. God damn it, how am I going to try it now?
And then he just, I'll just be a customer. I'll go in there.
You imagine if he got hired, he'd be fucking everything. He'd be buying it with, like, cum in it. Like, oh, God, has this been used? What do you do? Okay? I know it's a little off topic, but what do? You go buy a pocket pussy. You open it up, and it's got cum inside. Do you return it?
I would look at, like...
Or do you just wash it out and use it?
Well, I would look on the box to see if it says, like, that it comes with cum. Like, if it's expecting...
I can't guarantee you it doesn't come with cum.
I mean, that one might be.
Yeah, but it doesn't come from the factory like that.
You don't know what those workers are doing in the factory.
Well, I mean, they have to test it, right?
They do.
To make sure it holds up.
What would have been funny is if he went, like, what if he had a condom? Does that make it better? What if he was using protection?
It's a fucking pocket pussy. Why would you fucking use a condom?
Well, that way it's safe. So when you put it onto the shelf, you're not, like, spreading anything.
I don't know you.
What? You got to be safe.
I'm
going to
come
plastic.
All in that fucking thing. God damn it, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
it's going to be a fucking mess, dude.
So
I'm even going to pull out and come on top of it like there's a woman there. I mean, it's going to be fucking massive. It's going to be crazy.
I'm sure it is. Once, so the employee, when she saw this happening, hit the alarm and Gilbert just walked off. He just walked right out.
Wow, the balls on that dude. I mean, they must have been empty, but yeah.
Yeah. They were full when he got there.
Yeah. Now he's good.
Yeah.
That's why he's walking away.
He's like, back to normal.
I didn't do nothing. What are you talking about? Nothing happened.
Criminal paperwork filed against him stated that Gilbert, in quotations here, making movements consistent with masturbation while using a sex toy device on display for sale in a store open to the public. It was deemed injurious to public morals.
So was the whole fucking store, but we're not complaining. God damn it, man. Who the fuck goes to a porn shop nowadays anyways?
I don't know. Do people still do that?
You got a phone now? You know, who buys fucking DVDs? Who buys porn DVDs
or
now?
Who goes and actually buys a dildo physically
Do you remember the fucking the VHS?
Yeah.
Fuck. You imagine watching porn like that now?
No.
The remote in one hand, rewinding and fast forwarding to your favorite spot and shit. Seeing the tracking lines.
The tracking,
everywhere.
That's what I was going to say.
Fuck. Golly.
How did we survive?
People today don't know, man. They don't know how to really jack off. The JCPenney's catalog comes in. You're like, oh my God.
Dude, some of those models were.
I'm telling you, you're going to spend a good day in the restroom.
I'm interested to know. Was there any sign stating the objects were for display only?
I guarantee you there's a sign that says not for use. Guaranteed. It's a fucking porn shop. I'm sure this isn't the first time this has happened.
Probably not. How long do you think the woman, the employee, watched him before hitting that alarm?
You think she was flicking the bean while she was watching it or what?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she was at the counter with her hands down in her pants.
Damn.
Watching him.
Just
wishing it was her.
Pocket chess, huh?
I think so.
Jeez.
Would this woman be upset if he would have bought the item, though? Is it the fact that he put it back on the shelf that pissed her off? Like, if he would have come up and after
he... I think it was just a thing altogether. Maybe she was just a stuck-up bitch, and she's like, oh my God, he's gonna fuck that toy and not pay?
But what if she gets, like, yeah, what if she gets commission, and if he would have, like, fucked it, and then wanted to buy it, and be like, hey, this is a pretty good one, I want it. Okay, well, that'd be 59, whatever.
Wow, you have a high price on pocket pussies, man.
Oh, they're cheaper than that?
I think they are. I don't think they're very fucking pricey, especially if you go online and shit.
Well, yeah, online, but he's physically at the store.
I mean, some of the horrible shit I fucking like when I'm looking at Instagram, you know, advertisements come up for shit, and you're like, oh, okay, it's that much? All right. Skipping right past that shit.
You know she probably tries some of that stuff, too. She works there. You know she's probably tried some shit.
Nah, she probably didn't. So I'm going to take us to the UK where we've got Martin Curry, who had a 2-year-old stepson that he just did not like. Like, he didn't like this fucking kid.
Really bad, huh?
Oh, yeah, really bad. He disliked him so much that he would regularly beat him.
Oh, I thought that means you love him.
Yeah, well, he beat him to the point where the boy suffered injuries, including a broken spine, whoa, broken ribs, and a broken arm, and he is only 2.
I should let you say this before I start commenting.
No, no, please keep commenting before I say anything.
I just said that was love.
Yeah, that's some love right there, man. Some back-breaking fucking love right there, man. Shit. Side-splitting even.
Oh, my God.
So Martin was laying in bed. Paint the picture here, right? He's laying in bed.
Okay.
He's just, you know.
I see it.
He's got his phone in his hand watching porn.
Okay, been
he's
there.
He's got his dick in the other hand.
Been
just,
there.
Just stroking slow, going low and slow, just looking at that great whatever he's looking at, when all of a sudden, this poor 2-year-old boy disrupted him.
You don't disrupt
and
daddy watching porn.
And sent him in a fit of rage. Sadly, the boy died from a brain bleed.
Oh,
Yeah, he died from a brain bleed, possibly from his head being smashed against a hard surface to the point where blood splatters were found all along the wall near his high chair.
Well, maybe they needed to repaint.
Yeah, man, they probably do after that. Well, the mom, the boy's mom, Sarah was her name, was dropping off her other kids at school at the time. But when she returned home, neither she nor Martin raised any alarm for at least 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, they were probably sitting there discussing what happened.
Yep, yep, yep. So during
and
that,
he's probably telling her, bitch, why didn't you take the 2-year-old also?
Like, bitch, I'm trying to fucking manhandle myself here, and you're just leave that fucking rat behind?
And you left the 2-year-old? You know they don't listen. They come in and bother you all the time. You could have taken the kid. This is on mom.
This is on mom. Fuck.
Partially on mom.
During that two hours of no cop calling, this heroin addict of a stepdad searched online gambling sites and called his drug dealer.
Wow.
So according to the phone records and his online records, they found that he was just going through gambling sites, like gambling.
Just surfing the net.
And calling his drug dealer for some more shit.
While his kid's dead.
While his stepkid is dead.
Yeah, stepkid's dead.
Yeah. He was sentenced to life in prison.
Good.
After being found guilty of murder.
Good.
The mom was cleared of killing her son, but sentenced to 8 years in prison after being found guilty of child cruelty and causing or allowing the death. So they're basically saying that, like, this bitch is partially to blame because, like, she knew that this kid was ongoing with the fucking just abuse, and she didn't do shit about
it. This wasn't the first time he's hit the kid or done something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was just, like, standing there, like, behind.
So
like,
I wasn't totally wrong. She is to blame.
I mean, they're both are to blame. They're both fucking horrible people.
You think that's good for the other kids, though, that mom and stepdad are gone? They can, I mean, they're probably going to go through the system or go with a family member, but it's got to be better than that shit.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it seemed from the articles like he only didn't like that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was okay with the others. He didn't like this one.
Mm.
Maybe could it be that he was still sleeping in the bed with him?
Could be.
Could be, right?
Cock block.
That he wasn't getting that pussy anymore.
Cock block. Then you're trying to watch porn to do it yourself, and he's still I mean, I could see how you could start to get
a little
bit.
Yeah, you start getting to that crazy spot there, but like.
And then she's not fucking you either.
Yeah. She's not even giving you a reach around in the fucking laundry room or anything like that.
Nothing.
You know? So you're just stuck.
It's no excuse to kill your kid at all, but I mean, I could see where it's like a thing where you. But,
like a chain of succession where it just keeps getting. It just escalates more and more.
Yeah.
Just crazily, man. Do you think like he blamed it on her right after like she got home? Like it's your fucking fault for not taking the kid?
Should have taken the kid. I told you. I told you to take the kid.
Do you think he did that though? You think he blamed her?
I think you have to.
God damn it, Randy. Fucking shit.
In South Carolina, we have an accused porch pirate who is a complete moron. I mean, this guy is top-notch stupid. An idiot. A real artard.
Randy, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Artard?
Yeah, artard.
Artard.
Yeah, like, you know, retard.
Okay. I don't get where artard comes from retard, but all right.
Well, because you're not supposed to say retard.
That, and we've just said it God knows how many fucking times, but yeah, sure.
Retard is not a word that they like anymore.
Well, who gives a shit what they like? We're not here to please people.
So this retard.
Wow. Woo.
So this retard was caught on camera.
God damn, not while I'm drinking. Fuck.
Wearing a green and red North Face shirt. So he was caught on camera, and this was posted to the Goose Creek resident group on Facebook by a neighbor. So basically, this neighbor has a camera set up, right? And this guy is caught going around his neighborhood stealing packages off people's porches.
Oh, my God. I hate this shit.
So on Facebook, he posted, "Beware of the porch pirate."
Nice. Well, which, so he posted himself. Like, beware the porch pirate.
No. The neighbor that caught him on camera put a post up on Facebook saying, like, hey, this guy's walking around the neighborhood. I just caught him.
Yeah, he's got, you know, this is what he looks like. Here's the video. Beware this fucking guy.
So on the post, it also says, notice the empty Amazon package in his hand. It is something he stole off a neighbor's porch and threw the empty package in my trash can. In parentheses, it says, dumb crook. And then he stole the package off my porch and stuffed it in his backpack with whatever else he had stolen in the neighborhood. So this guy's busted. It's all on camera. He's caught. They said there was a second person also that was on a bicycle, I guess helping him maybe, you know, oh, there's a package over here. Come get this one kind of thing. But the police have been notified, but this is where it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, the porch pirate, showed up to court for a previous crime the very next day.
Oh.
Wearing the same fucking shirt.
No, he didn't. Shut the fuck up.
He wore the same outfit.
So he went to the fucking court
for something
else. Same fucking shirt. Like, and they know like they're looking for this guy.
Yeah, they were looking for him. He hadn't been caught yet. He had a court date from something previous. Shows up matching the description that the post, like the
fucking
cops read.
Idiot.
Yes. Fuck. I told you he's a moron. Told you. Authorities said sometimes people actually do make the job easier.
Yeah, yeah. This guy made it, like, crystal clear for them. Like, oh, he's guilty. That's for damn sure.
Could you imagine him just walking in the courthouse like, da, 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 da. And then they're like, get him. Get him. That's him.
Everybody's staring like, that guy looks familiar. Isn't that the guy that was stealing all those packages yesterday?
Wearing that green shirt.
It's like the exact same guy. Bring up the video. Bring up the video. They bring up the picture or whatever. They're holding the paper as he's walking by like, oh, my God. There he goes.
Sir, come here. Can you stand here?
Can you stand right there? Hold on. Let me
put the paper up next to him.
Look that way. Okay, okay. Now say, my, what a wonderful tea party we're having. This is you. I see him. It's you. You're under arrest, sir. Oh, that's fucking horrible. So I'm going to take us to another video where we have a giant rat.
I don't want to see a giant rat.
And of course, where are you going to see a giant rat but in New York?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So here's a video. You can see clearly the guy is in a huge rat mask, like a whole head, and he's on the floor like a fucking mouse, and like there's a tail and everything, and people are just walking by like it's no big deal. Like, look at the guy in front of him. He's just kind of chilling there. Like,
see, only in New York are the people like, eh, no big deal.
Yeah, they're like, it's no fucking problem. Like, look, he's literally crawling on the floor, and he's got a suit on, too.
He's on all fours, yes. And I like how he just gets up into the chair.
Yep.
Look at these people. They don't even care. The old lady hasn't even looked up from her phone.
Nope. This guy is Buddy the Rat, also known as a performance artist.
Oh, okay. So he does this shit.
He wears a suit, nice shoes, gloves on his hands as he crawls through the fucking city. He's been doing this for 11 years. He started a YouTube video way back when, and it's been going ever since.
Oh, so this is just something he does. No wonder
they
don't.
This is something he just does all over New York City. They've caught him just running around like a fucking rat.
Like on the street,
on
too?
All just fours. Oh, yeah, on the street, in the subway, just wherever he can, he's been spotted in his rat costume.
Why does he do this?
Just because.
He's a performance artist.
Like, he's a performance artist. It's just something he does.
You're an artist if you have a rat mask and a tail and you walk on all fours.
That's right.
That's what we deem as
an artist.
That's
performance art right there.
Okay.
The stage is everywhere, Randy. Don't you know that?
No.
What would you do if you saw that fucking guy? You're just chilling in the subway, your first time in fucking New York, and this dude in a rat suit fucking climbs in.
I don't know. Do you go up and pet it?
I try to give it cheese or something, right? Like, hey, man, you need some cheese?
Right? Be nice to it?
Pet it?
Pet it. Just be like, hi, little guy. How are you?
You think he's like, get the fuck away from me.
Look, no touch.
No shit, man.
What if...
Or do you beat him?
I was going to say, what if you kill it?
You start stomping it.
You know there's a phobia. I don't know the name of it, but you got to know there's a phobia for rats.
Oh, there's a phobia for everything.
Yeah, so imagine...
Isn't there a phobia for being afraid of phobias?
Yes, probably.
There's like a fear of fear?
Yeah. But could you imagine being one of those that high-level phobia of rats and that shit's on your subway next to you and you happen to be carrying a bat?
You just fucking hit? Poop, poop, poop.
You could get arrested for that, right? Because then that's assault.
Well, then you just tell him, like, I thought it was a real rat.
It's a fucking rat.
I thought it was a rat. I've never been to New York. I don't know your fucking customs. I don't know what kind of rats they have. Fuck, come on, man.
I've heard that you guys have giant-ass rats, and that's a giant rat.
I just figured that is the norm.
And I figured that he likes to dress nicely when he rides the subway.
That is right. Randy's rant.
Kites. What the fuck is up with kites?
What do
Why
you mean?
Do we have them?
Kites.
Yes, kites. The flying ones.
Yeah, kites are great.
No.
Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
It's stupid.
Some of the funnest times I remember as a kid is running all joyfully down the fucking road trying to get my kite in the air, and then it gets in the air and it's way up there and you're just like, yay, it's a lot of fun.
That's stupid. You just said it right there. You got to fucking run to try to get up in the air and then got to hope it stays up in the air. And then you have the whole string shit and get caught on shit. You could accidentally let it go. It could get itself cut. It flies away. And then the kid cries, wah, 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 my poor kite. Oh, my God. Stupid.
It's a fucking kite. You know what? Charlie Brown loves fucking kites. You're going to go against Charlie Brown? That's fucking un-American, man.
Un-American? They took Charlie Brown off public fucking TV or however you call it, TV. What is that? Off-air TV or whatever.
Who the fuck has TV that fucking still watches it? Everybody watches streaming. Everybody is in streaming now.
Fuck kites. You know what? It's probably because I could never fly them.
That's probably what it is. You fucking hate them because you could never get them
they
up.
They would do the one where I would run with them, and then they would go, boom, and just dive down.
And then your kids are like, Daddy, I want a kite. No kites in this house.
I have three kids, three boys, and I think I've tried to fly a kite with them once, and then I threw it away.
They were like, Daddy, how do you run like that? Why do your legs jump out like that? You're so weird. Daddy can't get the kite up. I know why you threw that kite away. It's because your oldest son probably grabbed it, and like in 5 seconds, it was up. And it was like, look at that, Dad. Look, it's up in the air. And it was like way high, and you're just like, you motherfucker.
And he learned not to showboat around me either.
Because you threw it away?
Yes, that's all I did. Totally.
Oh, my God.
But fuck them. They're stupid. I see them on the beach and shit, and everybody's like, oh, look at all the... Oh, the kites are so pretty. I'm like, that's fucking stupid. Who wants to be out there with a string holding something up in the air? It's just,
a lot of fun.
It's fun.
You can control it. You can move the string and it moves certain ways. It's a lot of fun. And then if you get those kites that have like two strings, you can make it dance in the air.
It looks like a lot of work. I've seen them with the two strings where they're pulling this one,
you know,
and pulling that one.
Fucking's a lot of work too, but you keep doing that.
Well, yeah, that's really fun for me anyway. I just don't get it. I don't get it. So just fuck kites.
God, always got a shit on crap you don't get. Piece of shit. We don't really know. Well, as we do every week, guys, we are going to bring you two stories, one, a two, and we are going to talk about what we think might have happened because we don't really know.
Well,
we're going to find out. And you're up first, Randy.
Florida couple lands in jail after alleged sex act in front of motorists.
So they were fucking in the car is what I'm guessing. My only wonder is where and when. Because if you're getting jailed after a sex act in front of motorists.
That could happen kind of anywhere, though. Like you could be at a park. You could be having sex at a park with children playing, people around.
See, all I'm thinking is like they're caught like at a railroad crossing and the train is going. And
it's
they just
a really long train.
And they just couldn't wait to get home, so they started fucking in the back seat. And the people in front of them and to the side of them are like, oh my God, cover your eyes, Hortense. And he's like, Mama, I want to see. Look at that. Is that what boobies are?
Or the wife's like, don't look at that. And then the little boy is like, but Dad is. You see the dad just staring.
Dad's just staring with his phone up, recording and shit. Like,
I'm going to have this for later.
Oh, yeah. I need to keep this.
I can't jack it right now in the car with my kid.
God, no. I can't do that. I'll be a fucking psycho if I do that.
Yeah. Much better just to record these
people.
Or
his hands.
Or, slowly.
One hand's on the phone holding it. The other one's already in his pants kind of juggling shit around. I mean, it could be a blowjob, too. It could be like they were like driving somewhere and she was giving him head. But I don't think they'd arrest you for that.
I don't know. It's a sex act.
But I don't think they would arrest you because it's like...
What if they're not even in the car? What if they're like...
laid up on top of it?
Or even like where traffic's going. And maybe they're like on a bench on the sidewalk or something. And there's motorists driving by and they're over there fucking on a bench or something.
Ew, what if it's two homeless people and they're fucking on the side of the road?
Then they're just creating more homeless.
What if that's what it is? It's two homeless people on the side of the road just going to town, all coked up and shit, just fucking high as a kite, just fucking
sterilization.
Living their best life.
Sterilization. Homeless equals need for sterilization.
Shit. Oh, my God.
What you got?
Suspect fired 24 times in fatal shooting of woman during feud over dog poop.
What the hell? Dog poop? What the fuck is up with people getting so pissed off of dog shit that they kill people?
That they kill people. They fucking shoot people over fucking dog poop. I mean, unless it's been thrown at me.
What does it matter? It's just on the ground. What does it matter?
Even if it's thrown at you, if it's not in your mouth, I mean, what the fuck's the problem?
I mean, it's only in your mouth if you stand there and just and take it.
I mean, yeah, especially if you're sitting down, you know, or lying down and the dog is over you shitting inside your mouth as you're just enjoying every nutty bit dropping inside of your... What? Why are you giving me that look?
Wow.
What's going on?
You're very detailed.
Maybe a little. I had an image in my head that just wouldn't go away.
24 times is a lot. That means there was a lot of anger
that
there.
That means there was a reload right there.
Yeah. <that's>
he yep. dropped the mag and fucking reloaded.
Reloaded
him.
And
shit.
Pat, 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 pat. I'm guessing neighbors.
It has to be a neighbor thing. I mean, it's not. Or maybe like a cousin thing or something. Or, you know, maybe there's some more anger other than just the neighbor. It has to be something else. It has to be like a family member.
What if it's an ex?
Ooh.
Maybe it's an ex. Maybe the woman loves the dog so much, all that, and the guy knows, and he just used the poop as an excuse. Maybe that was his defense.
Yeah, but then he would have shot the dog, right? Not her.
Maybe he loved the dog.
That's what it is. He loved the dog.
And she took him. It was a custody battle over the dog. Dog poop. Like, how much are we talking about? Like, what was it? Is it a small dog and it's just a little
it's
poop, or it's a big ass Great
Dane?
It's got to
be for 24 shots. It's got to be a big dog.
This is something that's happened over and over. Where, look, this is why I'm still thinking it's a neighbor thing. I'm thinking they walk the dog in the neighborhood. It shits in his yard all the fucking time. Warned her, asked her to pick it up, all that shit, literally. And he just got tired of it and just fucking pat, 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 24 times.
Yeah.
Just pick up your dog's shit.
Just don't shoot people over it.
That's true, too.
Missed
opportunities.
As everything in life, guys, there's always missed opportunities. And here is no different. This week, we have two stories for you that we just felt like we could have done so much more with, and we just had no time at all.
Like with a Florida teacher that threatened to fail a student if he did not send sexually explicit videos.
Wow. So I mean, it's a Florida teacher saying that a male student should send sexually explicit videos.
Yes. Wow. We missed that one. That's we could have gone a long way with that shit.
We could have. I just hope it's a man asking for those male pictures, not a female asking.
It would make
for
it more interesting.
It would. I got a woman fined 120 euros for feeding nuts to a squirrel in park.
Yeah, we could have got into that. Like, what's wrong with feeding a fucking squirrel a nut?
Yeah, unless she's pulling out her nuts. I mean, what the fuck is the problem?
Exactly. Oh, we missed that one.
I know. Guys, I hope you had fun this week. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow everywhere. We have all of our information down in the description below of this and every episode. Also, don't forget to check out our website where we have all these articles linked there for you, easily found, so you can see the shit that we saw.
Don't forget, guys, share with your friends, family members, share with strangers, because sharing is caring.
Word of mouth, guys. Mouth of word is going to get this shit going, guys. We want to spread the love like old Martin did with that two-year-old stepson of his.
What the fuck?
What?
We don't want to do it like that.
We don't want to spread that love?
We do, but...
Sorry, guys.
Jesus.
Later.
Later, guys. Fuck.
Sorry, Randy. I read the room. I thought that's what you wanted.
Cool. I don't know what room you're in.
I thought you wanted some love, man. That's love.
That's a lot of love. That and not the love I want, though.
Are you sure? I mean, that's a lot of love. I want to be loved so much that it hurts.
You want to have so much love you're willing to die for it?
No, no, no. I want to be the one loved so much that it's hurting me.
Oh, wow. Are you okay?
Maybe a little. No, not really.
It's okay.